From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. A U.S. presidential hopeful is the target of worldwide criticism. The proposal by the leading contender for the U.S. Republican presidential nomination, Donald Trump, that all Muslims should be banned from entering the U.S. has triggered an angry reaction around the world. Henry Ridgewell reports on the reaction in the British capital.
More than 100,000 Britons have signed an online petition calling for Donald Trump to be banned from entering the country, meaning the proposal will be considered for debate in Parliament. Scottish National Party lawmaker Tasmin Ahmed Sheikh said the same rules should be applied to Trump as those used against extremist Muslim preachers.
We've already banned 84 hate preachers from this country. My view is that what Donald Trump said amounts to hate speak, and therefore my question to the government is, let's consider making him number 85.
The UN Refugee Agency said the United States offers the largest refugee resettlement program in the world and said it is concerned the election campaign rhetoric is putting that system at risk. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Here in the United States, Trump's political opponents widely condemned his proposal. Legal experts told news outlets that a ban on Muslims entering the country would be unconstitutional. Democratic Party frontrunner Hillary Clinton had this to say.
When we need to be doing everything we can with people across the world to fight radical jihadists, Donald Trump is supplying them with new propaganda.
Republican presidential contender Jeb Bush said Donald Trump is unhinged. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says the international community has to step up the fight against Islamic State before another terrorist attack like the November 13th Paris assault. Testifying before the Senate Armed Services Committee Wednesday, Carter urged Turkey to do more to control its often porous border with Syria and criticized Saudi Arabia and other Gulf states for being preoccupied by the conflict in Yemen and not paying enough attention to the fight against IS. He also said it's time for Russia to focus on the right side of this fight, he said. Western nations have accused Russia of focusing its strikes on Syrian opposition fighters to support of its ally, President Bashar al-Assad, a charge Russian officials deny. Carter said the U.S. has asked about 40 countries for more contributions, including special operations forces and weapons. Swiss officials have raised the terror alert level in the city of Geneva as they search for terror suspects believed to be in the area. Geneva authorities said they're acting on information from Swiss federal officials in connection with the terrorist attack on Paris. Guards with machine guns are stationed at the entry points to the United Nations complex in Geneva, and extra foot police have been deployed on city streets. Turns out one of the shooters in the massacre in California last week had planned an earlier attack with a neighbor but didn't carry it out. The information revealed in media reports late Wednesday came after the head of the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation, James Comey, said Syed Rizwan Farouk and his wife, Tashin Malik, were radicalized long before the attack at his office gathering.
As early as the end of 2013, they were talking to each other about jihad and martyrdom before they became engaged and then married and lived together in the United States.
Comey told a U.S. congressional committee that the couple was inspired by foreign terrorist groups. They killed 14 people and wounded 21 during a gathering of local government workers at a regional center in San Bernardino, California, near Los Angeles. A neighbor of Farouk, who is accused of purchasing the rifles used in last week's attack, reportedly told authorities he and Farouk plotted an attack in California 3 years ago, but eventually dropped the idea. North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un is suggesting his isolated regime has developed a hydrogen bomb. Kim was quoted Thursday by the official KCNA news agency saying North Korea is now a powerful nuclear weapon state ready to detonate a self-reliant A-bomb and H-bomb to reliably defend its sovereignty. KCNA says Kim made the comments while touring an historic military site in Pyongyang. A hydrogen bomb, also known as a thermonuclear bomb, is far more powerful than an atomic bomb because of the advanced technology involved. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.